Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Tonight, I would like to share with you another aspect of the ministry of helps. We have been teaching about this many, many Tuesdays, and I'm glad that our ushering team produced the CD set already about the ministry of helps, but I told them that I have not finished yet, so we will continue. Tonight, if I have time, I would like to share a couple of topics. Each one is short. The first topic I would like to share with you is the prerequisite for a victorious ministry. Or, just a simple word, is the zeal of God. In order to have victory in the ministry, one of the key words is the word zeal. We need to have zeal. The burning desire, the never quitting attitude inside us, the fervor, the hot spirit inside us, that the heat, the fire inside that we want to serve the Lord all the days of our life. Yesterday, Pastor Tyson asked me, "Pastor Lau, when you began to be on fire and become zealous for God? And when you really, have you ever become lukewarm?" And I said to Pastor Tyson that, you know, my experience of new birth, of being born again, is so real and dramatic that on the first day I accepted Christ, I become on fire for Jesus Christ and never stop to today. I remember after I accepted Christ that Friday, on Sunday morning, I woke up my family and say, "Let's go to church." And since then, I never missed church. And wanted to serve God and on fire to today and still have that zeal inside me, the zeal of God. Want to do the will of God and to serve the kingdom. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 11, "Not lacking in diligence." So talking about serving here. "Not lacking in diligence." You need to be diligent. "Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." So Paul mentioned here that we need to be fervent. We need to be zealous for God. Amen. And if the word zeal is not a negative word. It's a positive word. And every Christian should be zealous for the kingdom. A lot of time people misunderstand that to be zealous mean bouncing off a wall or rolling on the floor or crying out loud or saying hallelujah on Sunday, like, and wave your hand and shake your body and say hallelujah. No, that is not about zeal. You know, being zealous is more than just shaking or rolling on the floor or shouting hallelujah on Sunday. But it's the condition of the heart. It's inside here. You know, people can be quiet too, but very zealous for God. You know what I mean? People may not have a lot of physical, reaction, but they're still very zealous for the kingdom of God. So, but sometimes this is a problem with Christian. Many Christians just pick and choose only certain part of God. Some people say, "Oh, God is love. I'm gonna just love." Some people say, "God is merciful. I'm gonna only be merciful." Some people say, "God is anointed, so I'm gonna seek anointing." But as a Christian, we need to what? Get everything about God. Everything that God possess or God is, we need to have those in our life. And one of the things that God has in his life and in his spirit, you actually, this belong to God. Zeal belong to God. Look at what the Bible say in Isaiah 59 verse 17. Isaiah 59 verse 17. "For he," talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. The Bible prophesies about the Messiah, the Son of God. The Lord Jesus Christ put the zeal of God on him like a cloak. So we should pull that cloak out of the closet, wipe out all the dust and put on us. A lot of people put the cloak, cloak of zeal in the closet still. They don't want to be zealous anymore. So we need to be zealous for the kingdom of God all the time. Some people think that zeal was something undesirable. If you are zealous, you're going to look weird. You know, a lot of times we identify the word zeal with weird Christian, with Christian that act like strange or something like that. You know, but actually it's not about how you act, but it's about the heart condition. Look at Psalm 119, verse 139. King David say like this, "My zeal has consumed me." Wow, King David say, the zeal consume him. What does it mean, consume? Huh? Consume. Overtaken. Take over and just burn, fill your life, you know, fill up in your life. Everything is about zeal of God. So this is important that we need to have the zeal of God consume us all the time. Amen. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be cold, but be hot all the time. Be hot for God. Be zealous for God all the time. Look at the life of Jesus in another scripture talking about the Lord Jesus Christ here again. In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and to establish the government, the kingdom, with judgment and justice from that time forward. Even forever," listen carefully, "even forever." You know, the government will be on his shoulder forever. But one thing about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is our good example, is that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Wow. You never see Jesus Christ back off. You never see Jesus Christ miss anything that the Father wanted him to do. You never see Jesus say, "Oh, I need a vacation. I need a break. Oh, I'm discouraged. Oh, my disciple didn't give me presents enough. Oh, they don't give me enough income. Oh, they don't, you know, do this to me." His zeal is not depending on other people, what they're doing. You know, sometimes as Christian, we depend on what other people doing. Oh, if people don't give praises to us, if they don't this and they don't that and they don't do this and don't do this. Oh, you know, I'm discouraged. I don't want to do anymore. No. Jesus was not like that. Jesus was zealous. The zeal of the Lord performed what God called him to do. And he finished it. And the government has been on his shoulder. Because that is the kind of man he is. He is full of zeal. He never stopped serving. He never quit. He never backed off. He never complained. He never, you know, look at the circumstance. He just keep going and look at what God called him to do. Amen. He just look forward to fulfilling the will of the Father. And I believe that if you look at the life of Jesus, he has time of up and down. You know, the Pharisees came to, you know, ridicule him. Some disciple, you remember in John chapter 6, when he say, "You need to drink my blood and eat my flesh." The Bible say a lot of people left. only some disciple stay with him. I believe that, you know, it would be easier for him to be discouraged and then stop serving. But he never. He was really on fire to the last day of his life. He was zealous. He doesn't allow any outward circumstances to stop him from being zealous for God. No matter what people do around you, no matter what the pastor is doing, no matter what the members are doing, no matter what happened in the church, that should not dictate your zeal. The zeal comes from the Holy Spirit inside you. Amen. Do you want the government? Do you want the authority if he be on your shoulder like Jesus? I know a lot of people say, I want authority. I want more power. I want more anointing. That, oh, when I preach, people are going to listen to me. You know, a lot of people want to be preacher. A lot of people want to be pastor. A lot of people want to be evangelist. Want to stand in front of thousands of people and preach. But it's not about wanting to be holy. You need to have something in your life that God can trust you. And one thing that you need to have is the zeal of God that is missing in many Christians today. Christians may hop from church to church. When something happened, may just back out, quit moving from one church to another church, and it just, or just suddenly just drop the ball. I don't care anymore what happened around me. I don't want to do this. They don't have real zeal of God inside them. They just do things. You know, one thing that God really speak to me in the past few days is that, son, emphasize a lot about their relationship with me. That people in the church will not serve me because they are afraid that you will look down on them or you will not honor them. The factor that you serve God should not be because you want to please the pastor or because you want to gain something in the church. Your foundation of serving the Lord is your love for God. And you have an intimate relationship with him. You love Jesus so much that you cannot quit no matter what happened around you. You will never walk away and you will never quit. Amen. Don't let other people around you dictate your future. It doesn't matter what other people do. You're going to be zealous for God all the days of your life like Jesus. Amen. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. That's what the Bible says. Isaiah 63 verse 15 should be the prayer of the Christian and servant in the church. This is the prayer that we should pray. Look down from heaven and see from your habitation, holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your strength? The yearning of your heart and your mercy toward me, are they restrained? So in other words, Isaiah pray like this. God, I want your zeal. Send your zeal into me. That's one of the reasons I love the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because it will keep people on their toes all the time. You know, like you cannot sit still in a church because something gonna happen to you, and then you get touched. You get, you know, you the zeal of God gonna drop on you all the time. You know, but definitely, I learned one thing that no matter what God is doing, the Holy Spirit is doing, there are gonna be some people who never repent, who will do their own stuff, and they just come out to act like they get touched by God, but they don't truly repent. Actually, I'm gonna preach. In fact, I plan to preach something, but I changed my mind. I'm going to preach about holiness. And I want to emphasize that it's not just about falling and laughter, but it's deeper than that. The fire of God and revival is related to holiness and repentance and shape up your life in the fear of God. Don't emphasize manifestation. Emphasize the change on the inside. Amen. Like I can see my own honey, Da. Pastor Da did not have much manifestation. She cried sometimes. She laughed a little bit sometimes. She didn't have much. She just yield. She lie down and yield on the floor. She may not have manifestation, but I tell you, Pastor Da really repented. If I do something wrong at home or if I start to do something bad, she will correct me and say, Mom, repent. You are going the wrong direction. That is real revival. you know, it's related to not just manifestation. It's about holiness, living a holy life. Amen. So we need to ask God, where is the zeal? Come back to church. Come back to my life. I start to be lukewarm now. I begin to love the world more than God. Amen. We need to love God more than the world. Hallelujah. Now, the problem, if, you know, most of us in this room are new believers. We did not grow up in a church. We did not have any church background. But if you have a chance to talk to a lot of old believers, the second, third generation, some of them really have the negative feeling against the word zeal. Because sometimes they may see some preacher who, you know, act like very zealous, but the life is not very holy. So they turn off from zeal, from the zeal of God, because they see somebody look zealous on the stage, but behind the scene, I heard somebody share with me that a preacher in New York, you know, he keep bugging people to pay for something in the church, but he himself drive a Rolls Royce, you know, a very expensive car, but everyone else in the church have no money. So that really turned people off, that why don't you just sell your car and give to? You know what I mean? If you ask me to give, you give to, not only me. So sometimes the people see this zealous and Holy Ghost preacher, and they are very offended and very stumbled because of this. But I want to tell you, it doesn't matter what other people do, the zeal of God is real, and we need to have the zeal of God. And I want to show one scripture that caused people to turn away from the zeal of God. In Romans chapter 10 verses 1 to 3. Romans chapter 10 verses 1 to 3. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. Paul was talking about the Jewish people, that he wants them to be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. So Paul was talking about two issues here. The zeal and the knowledge. So a lot of people read this scripture and misunderstood that, oh, Paul is against zeal. Paul said, get the knowledge. But no, that is not the context of what Paul tried to say. Paul tried to say that if you're going to be zealous, you need to be zealous in the right foundation. The Jews were zealous for their God, Jehovah. But their zeal is on the wrong foundation because they rejected the righteousness of God. Wrong. They did not have the knowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. So their zeal is based on what? Tradition and religion. And their own, you know, religious law, but not on relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul said that don't get only zeal, but get the right knowledge. So what I try to say is this, as Christian, we should have knowledge. I noticed that it's happened all the time in the Christian world, in the church world. Somebody got saved, on fire. Never miss church every one Sunday. Never miss any meeting. Just come to every meeting on fire. You know, worship God. Want to get involved in the ministry. Want to get involved in different things. Very zealous for God. After a few years, he began to accumulate knowledge. And they began to become knowledgeable. And they pay attention to the knowledge. And the zeal start to go down. And eventually they will sit around in a church and start to criticize the sermon. Start to look at people around. They don't know the Bible like me. They don't know about Israel. They don't know about this. These people don't know much. I have a lot of knowledge in me. I read the Bible 5 times. I read all the books in the bookstore. I listen to all the CD and tape from all these great preachers. I know a lot. But they do nothing, and they just sit around criticizing and do nothing for God. The pastor cannot even ask them to do anything in the church because they have only knowledge, but they lose the zeal of God. That is not the heart desire, you know, for the kingdom of God. We need to have both the knowledge and the zeal. Amen. Paul did not say get rid of the zeal. He didn't see that. He didn't say that. He said keep the zeal but have the right knowledge. So add both together, the zeal and the knowledge. Amen. We need to keep that zeal intact. I learned one thing about Christian life as being a pastor for about 20 years now. I've been a pastor since 1983. So 23 years now. I noticed that why Jesus say watch and pray. You notice that Jesus said watch and pray. I have seen so many people who look very good, who look very zealous on for God, love God. If they are not careful, they can fall and go into the deep problem. That's why we need the church. That's why we need accountability. That's why we need people to watch over us and warn us and say, hey, 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 you're walking out of the way now. You know, come back. Repent. You know, what I like about King David is that when Nathan warned him about his sin, you know, even David fell. He committed adultery with Bathsheba. And he killed her husband in the battle. But when Nathan warned him, at the spot, David repented. My dear brothers and sisters, if you don't want to lose the zeal of God, if you don't want to be that kind of people like Judas, like Demas in the Bible, people who fell away, they may start good, you know. Some people may run fast in a marathon at the beginning. Run, run, oh, pass everybody else. But in the middle of the race, he sees something. Wow, that look nice. I'm going to stop for a while and enjoy that sin. But another person who runs slower, but keep running in the zeal of God, will get to the finish line. I pray that no one in this room and no one who listens to this CD right now will be the first person who look like running very fast, but never watch and pray and repent and humble themselves to change and fall away in the middle. Amen. When I say fall away, I don't mean that they quit being a Christian. They still call themselves Christian, but they are not serving God. They just run around doing their own stuff and never been in the will of God anymore. The devil is cunning and deceiving. He would do everything to knock everyone in this room down. And we cannot be careless about that. We need to watch, be watchful. We need to keep repenting and checking. Watching means checking your attitude all the time. You know, we have to be careful watching your attitude all the time, because the way he deal with you is to really deal with your attitude, to begin to drop the poison of negative thinking, of critical spirit, of this and that. And when you let that poison grow, eventually it will destroy you. Amen. So watch your heart all the time. What are you thinking? What are you contemplating and meditating? You know, don't entertain negative thinking or anything that negative. Get rid of it as soon as possible. Watch and pray. Amen. Look at what the Bible say about the zeal of God in Colossians chapter 4 verses 12 to 13. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, greets you, always laboring. Listen carefully. Always. Everyone say always. Always. Laboring. Fervently for you in prayers. Wow. This man never stopped praying. He fervently, he zealously pray for the saints, pray for the members of the church. I really appreciate a lot of people in the church that have been praying for the church and for me and for Pastor Da and pray for, you know, keep praying and fervently. We need prayer warrior. We need people who pray a lot. like him, that you may stand perfect and complete. Wow. God's will is that we can stand firm to the end. How? Perfect and complete, that no one gonna backslide. Amen. For example, the devil can send in a very handsome, rich, come in with beautiful car, handsome, nice house, good job. And he can come. God, the devil can send this man to you. And then, but he come with the agenda to get you and not to get God. And you fall in love with that man. And then what happened? In a few months, you're gone. And you just say, God, I don't care. I'm not going to serve you anymore. I don't care about worship ministry. I don't care about ushering. I don't care about the church. Well, it's not my business. I'm going to go after this man. Be careful. Amen. All the ladies say. So I want to tell you this, warn you this. Any relationship that caused your spiritual life to go downhill is of hell. Any relationship that caused your spiritual life to go downhill is of hell, is of the devil. The relationship that is ordained by God will make you love God more. Amen. Hallelujah. So, young people, single, be careful. Because sometimes the flesh is strong. The hormone is so high. You know, sometimes the hormone is so powerful inside, stronger than, sometimes it looks like stronger than the Holy Spirit. So you have to be careful. Amen. So I bear, the Bible continues to say that in all the will of God, for I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you. Those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis. Wow, can people talk about you like that? That this man or this woman is so zealous, have a great zeal for the church, has a great zeal for the saint, and he pray and he will, you know, just never quit, just never stop and serving God, love people. You know, can you become your life is recorded in the book of life that way. Your history book, that God can label you. This person have a great zeal for the church. Church mean people, don't mean building. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Titus chapter 2 verses 13 to 14. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself, his own special people. In fact, in King James Version say, for his own peculiar people. Because we look different from the world. For what? He redeem us. He make us special. For what? Zealous for good work. The reason God save us, not just to be only to be blessed, but to be zealous for good works. Thank God he saved me in 1980. And since that day, I have been a special, peculiar person. Zealous for good works for the Lord Jesus Christ. Interesting. That one day, the bus from heaven gonna come down on earth when Jesus come back. When we have the rapture. The bus came down. I just give you kind of imagination. And then the angel opened the door of the bus from heaven and say, I come to pick up people who are called peculiar people or special people of God. Zealous for good work. But by the way, people who just look special but not zealous for good work, we come back next time. So in other words, it's a package. If you are really, you know, having relationship with God, to have to be special people of God, one of the package, inside the package, is that you are zealous for good works. You just cannot sit still, do nothing. You are on fire. You're hot for God. You know, you cannot sit still around, do nothing, and just enjoy life. You're going to be zealous for the kingdom. Look at Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Wow. Correction, rebuke, and discipline is a sign of love. Amen. Somebody come and last Sunday, Ginny Hebron thanked me for rebuking the church on Sunday of coming late. And Pastor Da told me that you are not strong enough. You should get stronger. Joy, not Da. Joy Long Hapusit say, you should be stronger, Dad. That is not strong enough. You know, I corrected because I love people. I don't want people, you know, to live below the maximum blessing of God. Amen. So, but look at this. And this is what the Lord Jesus said to the church in Revelation chapter 3. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Wow. The bottom line is that God expects all of us to be zealous for God and always repent. Repentance should be daily basis, every Sunday. Actually, I did not make altar call enough for repentance. Next series of sermon, going to have a lot of repentant altar call about holiness. Amen. If people can stand it, they stay in the church. If people can stand, they're going to leave the church. Because I have to preach the message of holiness. Because we cannot play game with God if we really want revival. We need to live a holy life. Amen. So people need to repent if they do wrong. People need to be zealous. So zealous and repentance come together. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The zeal of God is what? What is the zeal of God? The zeal of God is a never-quitting attitude. Jesus wrapped himself, clothed himself with a never-quitting attitude. And that's why he has so much authority in him. Amen. Never-quitting attitude. Last Sunday, I stayed for Thai service. And actually, my physical body was very tired. You know, I have to go into the nursery room and took a nap for half an hour. I was so tired after preaching on Sunday morning. And I know I'm going to go on another 3 or 4 hours in the Thai. But I tell you right now, I'm not trying to boast anything, but deep in my heart, even though I was tired, and I just, you know, the weather outside looks so nice, you know, everything is so tempting just to go out and enjoy. But in my heart, I was talking to God when I was standing in the church on Sunday afternoon. I say, God, I'm happy to be here. I am on fire for you. I'm hot for you. I love to be here. I don't care how long I'm going to hear and stand here and preach the word of God like preaching to 1,000 people. And I'm glad to be with these Thai people. You know, I just feel so much zeal on the inside of me. I never feel that serving God is a burden. I never feel that serving God is just a job, a duty, or a responsibility. No, it's more than responsibility, but it's a zeal, it's a lifestyle that I love to do it, and I love to be there. You know, I never come to church with a feeling of coming to fulfill my responsibility. But I come because I'm zealous for God. I want to be here. Amen. The zeal of God all the time. All day long. Thinking about the kingdom. Praying. Studying the Bible. Thinking about people. You know, all day long. The zeal of God is consuming me all the time. And I pray that it will never stop until the last day. Yesterday, Pastor Da mentioned to me about something that very interesting. She said, do you notice, honey, that everyone who serve God faithfully with zeal, they never suffer in a nursing home. God just took them away. So Pastor Da said that, I believe you're going to be like that. You're going to serve God until you get old, and one day you sit down and God took you away. You don't need to be suffering in a nursing home for 10 years or something with some bad disease. God is gracious to people who are on fire and serve God faithfully and never quit. Amen. We're not going to quit. Amen. We're going to serve God to the end. We will keep moving, keep growing and serve the Lord with zeal, the zeal of God. And Jesus is coming back for this peculiar people. A people, why peculiar? Peculiar in the King James Version is that because you never quit. The world quit. The world go off to do different things. You know, they are controlled by money, they're controlled by surrounding things. But you, the gas price change, the economy go up and down, the stock market go down lately. Lately, a lot of people lose a lot of money. $20,000, $30,000, $100,000. Stock market just went down in the past 7 days. You know, but it doesn't matter. You're going to serve God no matter what. Those things will not affect you. You are peculiar people. It's come from the inside of you. And even though you don't feel that you do a good job, you're still going. Even though you make mistake, you rise up again, going again, keep going again. You don't quit. A never quitting attitude. I really want to honor one man in the church. You know, he has proven his life. That man is Pastor Kenny. God tested him. Pastor Kenny, God used the situation to test this man. Many years ago, one man came into the church and politically asked me to remove Pastor Kenny from worship, head of worship team. And I just follow. I think God just allowed it to happen. Okay? He served God faithfully and I demoted him. And somebody rise up over him in only 1 year. I believe that if Pastor Kenny doesn't have zeal and doesn't have faithfulness, he will leave the church and say, this pastor, I don't like this. Him, he did this to me. I'm going to show him that I can go to other church and do the job. But he stayed. And he passed the test. And I look back, God tested him. Sometimes God allow bad things to happen to you. Pastor make wrong decision. Pastor, you know, all these things happen not by accident. Believe me, God is testing people to see that they're going to stay and they're going to be faithful or they're going to quit. And you know, I pray that you all going to run the marathon to the end and don't never quit. No matter, and that's going to be the next subject. Talking about faithfulness. Everyone say, I am not going to quit. I am not going to give up. I have the zeal of God. Amen. The zeal of God caused you to have a never quitting attitude. You are consumed by the kingdom, by Jesus, by the soul, by the church, by the purpose of God. You consume all day, all night. Sleeping, dream, wake up. All day, all night, you are so zealous for God. You're consumed by the things of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I was complaining to Pastor Tyson a little bit. I said that, you know, sometime, actually, I told him this week, I complain to God. Being a pastor for 20-something years, I complain to God lately that, God, why? So many people quit. Why so many people just don't take your love and your sacrifice seriously? They just come in and serve God and suddenly quit and suddenly just don't care. Why people can do that? You know, sometimes I say, God, could you please keep people on fire? Keep people just right on and live in holiness and just move on with God, not go backward and not drop down. Then, you know, sometimes I feel a little bit frustrated as a pastor to see that happen. And I don't understand why people, but then God tell me, that's why I put you there to help them. And you know, that's why I put pastor in the church to keep bucking people and stirring up people and challenging people so that they will not quit. Because blah, 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 all the sheep are vulnerable. to be eaten by the devil. Is that right? By the lions and enemy. So we our job is to protect and pray. You know, we need to pray for our members more. Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot be successful in the ministry of helps without having the zeal of the Lord. If you're going to stand there to greet people, ushering people, you need to stand there, come in. Your body language will tell that you are zealous for God. It's not like, hi. Hey, you know, I do you a favor to do this. No, no, no. It's not about doing you a favor. You are zealous. You serve God because you want people saved, people come to go to heaven with you. You want to people see people blessed. It's the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. It's not about position. It's not about your so-called ministry. It's about Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that our members, your people in the church, will never quit. And they will stay watchful and praying all the days of their life that no one will backslide. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.